میں بھی ایک اور قیامت ہوگی.
Sixteen minutes after five. South African time, you are tuning in, listening to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's the 30th of Sha'ban, 1442. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful last Tuesday, the month of Sha'ban. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan brother Riyaz Hussain نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala today, Alhamdulillah, the 30th of Sha'ban here in South Africa, 1442, and we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, and that is chapter 11, Surah Hud, verses 118 till the end of the Surah, and chapter till 123. Inshallah, from tomorrow, Ramadan, we will do Surah Yusuf every day, Inshallah al-Aziz, in our tafsir. That is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 11, verse 118, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. And if your Almighty Allah, He decreed, and He willed, and He pleased, لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. He should have made everybody one nation, one people, everybody believing. Then there should be no test and trial. So Almighty Allah gave human being this freedom of choice. One side, this human being, is the masterpiece of Allah's creation, and Allah gave him freedom of choice. When he believes, he suppresses his desires, and that is what Ramadan Mubarak is teaching us, self-discipline. Then he supersedes even the rank of the angels. But the same human being, when he becomes the slave of his woman's fancies and desires, then he becomes worse than an animal. As you can see today, the wars that are going on, and Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve business going on. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adwal. They are like animals, worse than animals, Quran Kareem teaches us. Wala yazaluna mukhtalifin. But through the wisdom of Almighty Allah, this human being, there will continuously be differences, and people will have this belief, that belief, 80-90% of it based on blasphemy, polytheism. Illa man rahima rabbuk, except whom Almighty Allah has mercy upon, your sustainer's mercy comes to them, the special mercy, then they have Iman and Islam. So remember, difficulty, distress comes on people because of their own deeds and actions. Otherwise, if a person removes their jaundiced eye and their prejudice, then they will find that only in Islam will they find the natural system and the constitution, the Quran Sharif, then explain and expound by the master, peace be upon him, in his pristine purity. Remember chapter 16, verse 44. Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif, litubayyina linnas, so that you explain to humanity in detail, ma nuzzila ilayhim, what was revealed to them, wa la'allahum yatafakkaroon, so they wonder, ponder and reflect. Well, and remember that this means that we agree on the fundamental issues. On secondary issues, always there will be differences. Therefore, you find the fuqaha, the jurists of Islam, differing. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ And therefore, Almighty Allah created them. You search for the truth. You must have that sincerity. And Almighty Allah will bless you with Iman and Islam. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ But human being doesn't listen. You must remember the world, the hidden agenda, the ulterior motive, and he loves that, the wine, dine, swine culture. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ So the word of your Allah is already proven and completed. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ That I will fill to capacity the hellfire with the jinnat, and that is the invisible creation of Almighty Allah, who are created from fire, and with nur, you know, min nari samum, from the fire that is smokeless fire, and وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ And the insan, remember Allah Ta'ala created from sand, our father. Allah gave each one of us the nur of Islam, but people then go and follow their father, mother's religion. وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ And human being, it will be filled to capacity. وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have related to you all these incidents, narratives, min amba'i rusul, the stories, incidents of the Prophet's messenger, Nabi Hud alayhi salam, Nabi Salih alayhi salam, Nabi Noah, all these prophets, tomorrow Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam story and narrative. Why? مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ For that which will strengthen your heart, Mubarak. So you will know that it will pacify you and strengthen you. How the prophets of the past, the messengers of the past, they face opposition and they continued. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be the best of the best. So therefore, you will then set the precedent for humanity and posterity. وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِي الْحَقِّ And in all these narratives and stories, the truth has come to you. وَمَوْعِزَ And those advices that melt the hearts of people. وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And it's a reminder for the believers. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ أَمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ And those who don't believe, you address them and tell them, you continue doing your actions with your power. You say you're a superpower, you are this, you are that, continue doing that. إِنَّا عَامِلُونَ We will do our actions. One hurricane, one tsunami, see the gun culture in America. People every second, third day, every week, somebody shooting somebody. So this is how Almighty Allah punishes a nation who thinks that they are superpower. Inna amilun, wantaziru. You also wait. Inna muntazirun. We also waiting. Then the death will come. Then the final day of justice will come. So all this will still happen. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. The knowledge of the unseen of the heavens and the skies and everything above our head, beneath our feet, everything is known to Almighty Allah. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَوُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ And all the matters and affairs will return to Almighty Allah, all of it. فَعَبُدْهُ You worship Him alone. You worship Almighty Allah alone. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ And place your trust in Him. Use all the means that are permissible at your disposal, but the result you leave in the hands of Almighty Allah. You get married. And then remember 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, no children. You put, place your trust in Almighty Allah. You don't go to Sangoma and you don't go here and there for muti and for sihr and jadu and magic and sorcery and witchcraft. All that haram and not permissible. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And your Allah is not unmindful of what you are doing in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night. Everything is known to Almighty Allah. We think we will get away with impunity. Ya Allah, we bow down our head. Out of mercy, Ya Allah, to beg Your mercy that accept us for Your deen. Accept our Ramadan, the Ummah that started fasting today, bless them. Those of us who will start Ramadan tonight, Ya Allah, You accept us for Your deen. Accept the entire listenership and accept the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Few announcements before the Q&A. We know that in South Africa, some other countries, Ramadan Mubarak will be starting tonight. So read, O Ummah, tonight after Maghrib. You don't have to look for moon and anything. Automatically, tonight is the first of Ramadan in South Africa. Once sun sets, then that ushers in the month of Ramadan. So you read, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Ramadan a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the Ummah, the international followers, and a month of righteousness. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood 1. 2, I was just giving out the timetables to my brother Junaid Khan here and Moana Arafat. Make sure everyone, because today timetables, you know the normal timetable, you won't see it. Today everything is high tech. You know, you ask a guy for timetable, he'll send it to you on your phone. You
understand?
Where did Kala will look in the phone and that? So Kala, make sure that you have it properly, the timetable, everything. Kaide sir, you know we say, so you can see properly. You don't just eat the samosas, pastime and all that, then big problem then. So make sure you all have your timetables. Number 3, you want our Markaz Sahaba schedule, mashallah, you contact Maulana Arafat, you contact me, and we will send it to you. Anybody wants the book on PDF format, Ummati, Ummati, protect your Iman. Remember, there's no hard copies, only PDF, contact us, and we will send it out, mashallah. So may Almighty Allah accept us all for a wonderful, spiritually uplifting Ramadan. May Almighty Allah make it easy for us and the Ummah Muslimah.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, is it permissible for a Muslim girl, Ustad, to dye one's hair in streaks, Ustad?
Remember, yeah, there are 3 issues. Whether it's a Muslim male or a Muslim female, the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr's name was Abdullah. His kunya agnoman was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr's father's name was Uthman, and his agnoman kunya was Abu Quhafa. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu, sahabi, companion of Nabi alayhi salam, that your hair is gone so greyish, whitish, ghayyiru shape, that you dye your hair, but wajtanibu sawad, but you must abstain from black. So any other color, brown, all that, mehndi color, all that color, reddish, you know, in Pakistan and India they put, so all that will be permissible. Remember that the beard they put like red color and so forth, mehndi color, all fine. Second one, to make streaks and all that, not permissible. That is imitating the non-Muslim culture. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum." When you imitate a culture and other people, you become part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, not permissible.
Ustad, somebody wants to know, swimming, Ustad, while fasting. My daughter goes for swimming classes, but she's only 15 years old, Ustad.
So you must remember, for women to go and swim, and they wear this, when she's 15 years old, she's baligha, and then Allah alone knows, if they wear swimming costume, that's absolutely haram. And if they wear the burkini and whatever, when it gets wet, it gets stuck to the body and so forth, you can see all the curves and everything. So therefore, all that is unacceptable in Islam. So that is one masla. Second masla, if a person is, masla means issue, and the second issue will be, a person is fasting and now he wants to swim while he's fasting. So is that permissible? If you know how to swim, and if you must remember, if that, you know, you sure that no water will come into your mouth and so forth, you won't swallow anything. For example, me, I can't do all these things, but we just read all this. A guy is a master, he does that backstroke business, you know. So you must remember all that. So then it's fine, but remember your attire fire must also be permissible. But if you got fear and all that, that water will go down, all that, then not permissible. It will break your fast then if any water goes down and you swallow it and so forth. So our advice will be that best you abstain from these type of activities. Or you must remember, you want to do it, you got your personal pool, private pool. Night time you can exercise a little bit if you want, you got no problem with that.
I see Augustine says, Sir, Ramadan Mubarak. Hope I said it right. Sir, what is the reason for fasting for 30 days? Augustine, Ustad.
My brother Augustine, we forgot about you so long, you never contacted us. Maybe last year, August, you contacted us, Augustine. And now it's April, my brother. Thank you very much. Ramadan has started in many, many countries, parts of the world. South Africa tonight. Why do we fast? You, my brother Augustine, you should be the one to be reading chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 183. All to do with Ramadan. So chapter 2, verses 183, 184, 185. As a Muslim, male, female, adult, child, they are fasting, and the juice is there, the samosa is there, the tea is there, the wife is there, the husband is there, and remember, they're looking at it and they're smiling, but then they say, Inni akhafullah, I fear Almighty Allah. So we learn to suppress, remember our desires. How does a person become a better human being, Brother Augustine? So you must remember, you become a better human being when you learn to suppress your desires for a greater good. And what is the greater good? Where we make manifest our love for Almighty Allah, the love for wealth, the love for wife, the love of eating, drinking, desires become secondary. The love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the love for the Messenger Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam, becomes the primary objective and goal of our life. Today see all the problems in the world because human beings want to become the slave of their whims, fancies and desires. So that is why, my brother Augustine, when your car, your vehicle has to go for a major service, they'll call it a major service, is what? Bumper to bumper service. So we human being, Muslim, we go through the bumper service, head to toe. My eyes, my ears, my tongue, everything of mine I have to control. And therefore, you see, the Muslim becomes a great ambassador during the month of Ramadan. May Allah make it such that throughout our life and every day and every month, we become great ambassadors of Islam.
So why do you people follow the moon, sir? It is so inconsistent. So what happens if they see the moon in Swaziland or Botswana? Do you people in South Africa still have to keep fast on the moon, not sighted in South Africa, although the moon was sighted just across your borders? This is Sunish Ustad.
Sunesh, thank you very much. When you study Islam, then you will understand the beauty of it. Let's juxtapose and compare the two, my brother. Number one is this, that we say that we follow the Islamic calendar. The Islamic calendar is a lunar calendar. So what happens to us, my brother Sunesh, that remember, you take South Africa, because you are in South Africa, I'm in South Africa, we are South African, so you know that when the people celebrate Christmas, they celebrate New Year, then it is the entire life, 70, 80, 90, 100 years in summer. They never experience it any other season. You go to Canada, America, I was there in December, January, you know how cold it is, the snow, minus 15, minus 18, I experienced personally. So you must remember, the people cannot even come out of their homes, so cold it is. So the whole life it is there. So is that system better, or you take an Islamic system? In my life, I'm in my mid-60s, the whole calendar has rotated twice. I remember very, very well that we were fasting in April, and now again we are back to April. So my brother, Islamic calendar rotates. Why? Why should the people in the Scandinavian countries fast for 20 hours and we fast for 12, 13 hours? So Almighty Allah lets it rotate. So in the summer months, they will fast for 20 months, and in the winter months, they will be fasting for 9, 10 hours and so forth. So Though you must remember they will fast for 20 hours and so forth, and that's in summer, and winter it will be half or so. So you see the justice system of Islam. Islam is a deen based on justice. Be fair, Sunesh. Which system is better, you must remember. Our fatwa, our verdict is this, and I mentioned it yesterday also. I said that I was in contact, remember, with the ulama and the scholars of Mozambique, and we were in touch, in contact with the ulama and scholars there in Zimbabwe and neighboring countries. So our fatwa verdict is that if it comes from a reliable source from our neighboring countries, we'll accept it. So we got no problem with that. But I want you to understand, we use the moon and the sun. When it comes to our Islamic calendar, then we use the moon. And when it comes to our prayer, like now is prayer time, so we say we have to pray before sunrise, half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever the case is. So that is how we use the creation of Almighty Allah, and we make it, Allah created this for our benefit. So we must use it in the manner shown to us by and commanded to us by Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the Supreme Being.
Somebody says, oh, Ustad, I always wanted to die in the month of Ramadan. I have made intention that Allah take me in sajda on a Friday in the month of Ramadan. Will Allah accept my dua if I make it at the time of iftar, Mufti Sahab? I don't want to stay in this world anymore. I just want to die, Ustad.
Remember that you mustn't say you don't want to live anymore. You must say, Ya Allah, take me from this world whenever it is best for me. That when you are pleased with me, radiyatan marudiyah, you are pleased with me and I am pleased with you. So you must say, Ya Allah, take me with iman. Not only iftar time, suhoor time, sehri time. Every one of us will be awake. Yeah, I'm drinking water now. So we're not fasting, obviously, today. So you must remember that tomorrow the fast will start, and what will we be doing? Suhoor time, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, you awake. So that time, go into sajda and say, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me die with iman and Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious servants of yours, Ya Allah. Second one, you want to die on a Friday? Excellent. تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, whosoever Almighty Allah gives death on a Friday, the day of Friday or the night of Friday, what we call Thursday night, then Almighty Allah will protect that person, remember, from the torment and punishment of the grave. You want to pass away in Ramadan? MashaAllah, my father passed away in Ramadan. Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So you must remember, so all that is fine. But the main thing is we must ask Allah to pass away with iman. And this dua, that because now there's trials, so say, Allah, take me away, that Islamically is not right, not permissible.
I see Seelan Ustadi says, good morning, Aki. I hope you remembered me in your prayers this morning. Seelan Ustad, he says, you people believe that life is in the hands of God. I totally refute your statements. I believe that there is always a reason for death. What proofs do you have to convince me otherwise? Seelan, Ustad.
Yes, my brother Seelan, I prayed for you, believe you me, I have the Quran in my hand here, for all the people who are non-Muslims, every day I pray for you, Ya Allah, these are good people, but they have the wrong understanding, misunderstanding, misconception of Islam, because of the mass media. Make us the means to teach them and preach to them the true Islam. My brother Seelan, you answer these three questions. Question number one, that the lady goes the full term. The doctors, gynecologists, all of them said everything is fine. What's supposed to be a happy day, remember she gave birth, lo and behold, stillborn. Which doctor can put life into her? Which gynecologist, which scientist, professor can give life? No. Yuhyi wa yumit, only Almighty Allah gives life, only He gives death. Now, Seelan, people take the gun and they shoot themselves. A person shoots another person point blank range. You know that person is just 1 foot away, one feet, 2-3 feet away, and a big AK-47, and that person survives. So what will you say? Big accident takes place. All the adults pass away. The child survives that accident. What will you say? So the person falls down from a building, 100-story building, and he survives. So how all this happens, my brother Seelan? So remember, only Almighty Allah gives life. Only Almighty Allah gives death. You go and ask any doctor, any professor, any scientist. I saw my father, my mother, my brother passing away. I was there. So I'm asking you this question. You ask them. You ask your scientists. You ask your physician. You ask your professors. They tell me what happens at the time of death, when the soul emanates and separates from the body. Till today, none of them, all of them put together, cannot answer that. Because what is soul? What is the spirit? What are the size specifications? Almighty Allah already answered that and said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge, you have been given very little. When the question was posed to the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 17, verse 85. So remember that Almighty Allah has made human beings' knowledge very little. And Almighty Allah's knowledge, unlimited, infinite. You, my brother Seelan, who gave you life? Your father, mother? No, you know that. So some supreme being gave you life. You must remember that. Did my father, my mother give me life? No. So you must remember that it comes from a supreme being. So life and death, everything is predestined already by Almighty Allah. And that is unanimous. Even the atheist will tell you he has to die. So why he has to die? He will say, yes, it happens. But he say, I don't believe in God. You see the contradiction there? So remember that life and death solely, only, exclusively in the power of Almighty Allah.
I see somebody says, Ustad, he says, good morning, presenters. I own a music and talk radio station which operates from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I really enjoy your morning show. With permission, can I rebroadcast this morning shows on my radio till 6 a.m.? This is Jerry, Ustad.
Jerry, you don't have to take permission. We don't know what you do, but you play whatever you want to. You don't need our permission. So you must remember, somebody becomes Muslim, you become Muslim, and so forth and so on. So you take it from our side. You got permission. We got no problem with that. But don't edit anything. It must be given as 100%. That's only request we got. Don't go and change anything there. Our stories, everything of ours, give it as it is. Then 100% you got our permission. We got no problem. That is our aim. More and more people take Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir. Allah will assist this deen through non-Muslims also. So Jerry, when I was small, very young, there was a Jerry Lewis. You understand? So you must remember. So we don't know your surname, Mr. Jerry. So I remember what school friend I had, his name was Jerry. So we used to call him Jerry Lewis. So anyway, my brother, funny things come in your head, you know. So anyway, let's carry on now, Master Jerry. You take the program and you tell them that courtesy Ansar Radio and courtesy this Markaz Sahaba. And finish that, and our details, they will listen to it as well.
My name is Shazia. I am 12 years old. I have a bad flu, Mufti Sahab, and I want to fast tomorrow. And my mommy says, no, I don't ever want to miss a Ramadan fast. Please convince my mommy, Mufti Sahab. She's listening to your show right now. Ustad.
No, you will be better. It's still 24 hours, 22 hours. So, mommy, why are you panicking? No, you must be the one to encourage. Taka, mommy and daughter, this is what we're doing now. So, you're going to read Shazia. You know the meaning of Shazia, Betty? Oh, my daughter, you are rare. You are a treasure. You're someone, you understand. You know, they say that this is a blue diamond, something rare occurrence like. So, that is what you are. So, you, what you're saying is 100% right. right. So we're going to do the start reading Surah Fatiha 7 times. You know Surah Fatiha, Shazia. So read the hadith in Bukhari Sharif and you blow on yourself. You ummi, your motherly love is taking care of you, too many emotions. You read Surah Fatiha and blow on your daughter Shazia. Number one. You, the brothers, sisters, family, all of you read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. All of you read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. And you'll be perfect tonight, tomorrow, inshallah. And if Allah forbid your conditions get worse, Shazia, then start reading chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, the chapter regarding the messengers, verse 83, the dua, the supplication of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. You know how ill he was for a long duration period. That Ya Allah, this distress, calamity has struck me. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 21, verse 83. Shazia, you're 12 years old, you got money, take 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand and give it away to the poor. Then you'll get 100% better. Ummi, you must be the one. Oh Shazia, you're going to fast tomorrow. So you make sure you fast. You don't have to listen to your mother in these type of issues. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. There's no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the creator. The golden teaching maxim of the master alayhi salatu salam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif.
Ustad, it's time of prayer. See, Hazrat Malak Salim Karim is waiting. Ustad, any news from your side, inshallah? Ustad, any
our news is we thank our Maulana Salim Karim. Anybody last day before Ramadan, you want decoders, receivers, our Maulana Salim Karim is there, mashallah, in Ladysmith, NKR. You can purchase it from our respected Maulana Salim Karim. Or our studios there in Durban, opposite the Sufi Masjid, Glennon Road. Or yeah, in Lanesia, 011-854-2990 after 8 o'clock. So 600 rand per decoder, per receiver. We got stocks everywhere. Durban, Ladysmith, yeah, Lanesia, Johannesburg. Wow. So mashallah, that buy more and more and give to your friend, Muslim, non-Muslim. Let them all tune up like Brother Jerry. So, right, thank you, Jerry. Right, to all of you, salamu alaikum. Wow.